Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying through the book of 2 Samuel, and today we turn the page from 2 Samuel chapter 12 to chapter 13. And we might hope that we are also turning the page from a miserable time in the life of David and Bathsheba and the nation of Israel to a time of rejoicing, but that's just not going to happen. As hard as it may be to imagine, the situation in the life of David and Israel gets even worse. And this is the benefit and actually the struggle of walking through books of the Bible. We are forced to deal with the text of Scripture as it comes to us day by day, just like the author designed. And so we can't cherry pick the Bible, only looking at and studying the parts of the history or the poetry that bring smiles to our faces. Our life is not made up that way. And you may think, but you're right, Cliff, and that's why we need to get relief when we come to the Bible. So give us something that's a bit more tolerable and palatable, something warm and super encouraging. Our lives are difficult enough. No sense in coming to the Bible to hear about more misery. But that's just it, you see. This is what makes the Bible the best of all books. God, as He speaks through His Word, does not hide the misery. He doesn't hide the ugly parts of life, the difficult, the dirty. Instead, our God wants our joy to be so full and so rock solidly landed on Him that He gives us the truth of living life in this world of sin, but also the hope we can have in His redeeming grace. So it's not just ugly and hard realities of life that we see here, but also the ultimate hope in life that He provides. So yes, today and in the days to come, we deal with the ugly. And I need to warn you, it's ugly and cruel and brutal. I get no enjoyment from this, and neither should you. This is not a passage that we should look at and from which get some strange sense of entertainment, but rather our eyes are being forced to the page to see through perhaps our own tears and the harshness of sin, and that sin cares nothing for you except for your destruction. So let me remind all of us once again, the people that we're reading about and the situations that we're reading about are real, real people, real emotions, real events, real heartbreak. This is not like Grimm's fairy tales, an exaggerated story to teach us a moral lesson. This was real. And in the midst of the episode of these tragedies, we are to see the triumph in the whole story through Jesus' victory and atonement of the believer's sin. As you pray today, please remember Jeremy and Mandy Hambrice and their family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Zigula Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania, Niger, and Congo.